اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
Well, we can say that the Sirat is like the highway or the motorway. It is that main, direct, wide and straight path that leads us to the goal. This is the path that Allah has laid down for us. It is so wide and it is so direct and it is so straight that we can equate it to the motorway. Now, if we look at the root of Sirat comes from the idea of swallowing. What has Sirat got to do with swallowing? The Sirat, because it is so wide, this road is so wide and clear, it is as if it's swallowing the traveler as he is going on this path. Just like when we put that morsel of food in our mouth and we swallow it, it takes it in completely and pushes it down the throat. In the same way, the Sirat, when we are on that Sirat and we are firmly established on this path, that path will now swallow us. The path is so wide and so straight and so direct that it is as if it's swallowing that traveler, just the way we swallow that morsel of food going down our throat. If we look at the root now of mustaqim, it comes from the idea of standing. When you say qama, when we do qiyam, for example, in our salah we talk about having this action of standing, which is qiyam. Qiyam is the root of mustaqim, and it literally means seeking to be upright. The fact that it's in this form, mustaqim, it is saying that this path is seeking to be upright. Just like when we, for example, we wake up in the morning or we get up from sitting down, we try to stand up. What has the path got to do with this position of standing? Now think about ourselves. When we are in a position of standing, usually that is the position that we are most able to perform our tasks. Rather than being in a sitting position or lying down, this position is usually adopted in order to carry out our tasks in the most best way. Whether it be going somewhere, whether it be doing something, it is in this position of standing that we are the most flexible, we are the strongest, and we are able to do it in its best way. Just like a tree, for example. If you think about a tree that is bending or that has gone into the ground, it is not going to be very upright, it's not going to be able to function properly. But that tree that is upright, it has its roots strengthened in the ground and firm, that tree is now able to do and perform its function properly and produce that fruit. So this path, when we say that it is mustaqim, it is enacting this idea that this path is such that it is seeking to be upright, and it is in the most effective and the best position to attain whatever we want in terms of our goal. This is the path which has no takhalluf and no ikhtilaf. Now these are Arabic words, and we'll explain what it means. Takhalluf. Takhalluf is this idea that it doesn't have any missing links. If it doesn't have takhalluf, it means that you're not going to reach a position on this path where suddenly you don't know, you can't go any further because there is a gap in the path. There's something that is stopping you and it's not continuing to the rest of the path. The sirat that we have, this form of guidance, this path that is allowing us to reach our goal, it doesn't have any missing links. It doesn't have any takhalluf. That means that the deen, which we'll explain in a little while, that the sirat is the deen. This deen is not incomplete. This deen has everything ready for us. Everything we need to reach our goal has been laid out on this path. And so there is no part that is missing, such that we are traveling on this path and suddenly we reach a place where we see the rest of the path, but there's a piece missing and we don't know how to move on to that next piece. That is the meaning of not having takhalluf. Then we have no ikhtilaf. What do we mean by no ikhtilaf? No ikhtilaf means that there are no false connections on this path. If the path is continuous, it's continuous meaning that all the parts are the right parts. All the parts are meant to be there. There is no weak link on this path. It is not like there is a false piece there such that if I were to travel onto that piece, then suddenly it will give way and I will fall through. No. This path, everything on it is firm. And so when I travel through this path, I don't have to worry that as long as I'm obeying the rules and the regulations that the path is stipulating, I'm not going to fall through. It's not going to suddenly deter me and chuck me off the path. It's going to keep me going straight on this path. So in conclusion, it has both of these two characteristics. It has continuity because it doesn't have takhalluf. And it is smooth and firm because it doesn't have any ikhtilaf. We see, قُلْ إِنَّنِي هَدَانِي رَبِّي إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ دِينًا قِيَمًا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. Say, indeed my Lord has guided me to a straight path, the established religion, the creed of Ibrahim, the upright. And so we see that the reality of this path is nothing but the religion. It is the deen, and it has been described as deen and qiyaman, meaning that it is an established religion. If you look carefully, you see qiyaman comes from the same root as qiyam that we used for mustaqim is there in qiyam, meaning established. When something is established, it's firmly set up. It's standing upright. It's not something that can be knocked over easily. So this religion is exactly that. It is qiyam. It is established and it is firm and it is upright. And this is what the Sirat al-Mustaqim is. And that's what's being described over here. Now what was the deen? If we remind ourselves, when we were talking about Maliki Yawmiddin, we mentioned that deen comes from this idea of deen. When you are indebted to somebody, you owe somebody, there is this compliance, there is this humility towards someone. In the same way, the deen that we have been given, it requires us to humble ourselves before this deen and comply with it. And this compliance then comes in the form of obedience, submission, following the rules. It's that specific program that has been established for us. And as we know, this program consists of three fundamental factors, and they are our aqa'id, our akhlaq, and our ahkam. What is our aqa'id? Our aqa'id are those firmly founded principles on which our religion is based. It is those core beliefs that we have that the religion is basically built on. What is akhlaq? Akhlaq are those morals and etiquettes that now allow us to manifest that religion. To achieve that goal, we need to make sure that we are performing the best of akhlaq and we have the best of akhlaq within us, both in terms of our internal actions and as well as our external actions. Then we have the ahkam, which are those physical actions that we need to comply with and perform in order to traverse that path.